How did it feel to walk into that locker room tonight after the game?
Yeah, it's about the guys. It's always going to be about the players, like those guys out there laying it on the line, you know what I mean, every single day and obviously every Saturday. And just for them to be able to get a positive result, for them to be able to go and, you know, take care of business, you know, on the scoreboard, I was just real happy for those guys. Like, they put a ton of work in here and a ton of belief, and now we got to, you know what I mean, be able to be a mature football team and handle success, right? And then get back to work here and know that we still have things that we got to work on in order to get better. Like, we're just starting, you know. Like, I really believe that. Like, we can play so much better yet, and we got to keep demanding that out of our guys.
Well, let's get it out of the way. The kicking game, where do you go from here?
Yeah, I mean, those are the guys that we have to continue to be able to develop. And, you know, you're not going to hit the panic button. Obviously, you know, kicks you want to make. I do think, you know, CJ's had some experience, and you know, you'd like to think that, you know, he's a veteran player that, you know, that can do a good job of understanding, you know, where he's at right now. I haven't been able to watch it yet, and I know everybody's going to talk about it, but, you know, you miss a ball by a few centimeters. You know, you want to put the sweet spot of the foot on the sweet spot of the ball, and maybe his plant foot's not in the right spot. I mean, you got to go back to just really base stuff when you're a kicker, starting right, making sure that your steps are where they need to be at, and taking all those variables out of it. You know, I think that's something we've been able to do a good job of here, you know, over the last 6 years at the places I've been, is really improving our specialists, and you know, now the onus is on those guys. Like, they got to start, you know, doing a good job. I tell those guys all the time, like, hey, special teams goes a lot better when your specialists are really good. You know, you can mask a lot of mistakes out there and really help your kicking units cover and all that kind of stuff. So you got to bounce back. I mean, that's the thing. You got to own it. You know what I mean? You don't have a good night, you got to own it. You got to flush it, and then you got to bounce back and be ready to go for the next kick.
What do you like about your defense after 2 weeks? Guys playing it for the first time, a lot of them.
Yeah, I didn't think we were as sharp today. Like, especially third down was disappointing. But, I mean, I think, you know, stopping the run, you know, I think there's definitely, you know, some confidence there that guys can get things fitted up the correct way. You know, I just think it's consistency. And then we just got to do a good job of being able to keep communicating, keep coaching the guys. But, you know, through two games, I don't know if there's been an explosive run by, you know, anybody besides a quarterback, you know, right now. And so that's something that's got to continue. I mean, it's always been something that we've hung our hat on around here, is making teams one-dimensional and making teams have to throw the football, and that's got to continue. And I think guys have done a good job there of just being consistent in their run fits and fitting up a lot of different types of runs. And I don't know what the stats were today, how many running yards we gave up, but I definitely feel like, you know, the guys did a good job. And then I thought tonight, you know, we didn't get, I don't know how many sacks we had, maybe two or three, but we hit the quarterback a ton. Like, you know, the guy was picking himself up off the ground there late and wasn't really, you know, too excited to be able to go and take another snap there. So I think that's something, too, as well, that, you know, we got to stop the run, we got to attack the source. Like, that's been something that's been, you know, the beckoning call around here, I feel like, for a long time, and that ain't changing.
Yeah, there were definitely a couple guys that came to hit tonight, but offensively, boy, that first quarter, could he ask for much better?
Yeah, I mean, obviously to go down and score right away and do it, like I said before, in different ways. There was, you know, Jerry using his arms, using his legs, like just really doing a good job of being able to utilize all the different weapons on our offense. And that's the thing that's been cool here, you know, early on, is that, you know, tight ends are catching balls, receivers are catching balls, backs are catching balls, and Jerry's doing a good job of moving it with his feet too as well. I think those become, you know, it becomes hard to defend, and then it breathes life into all of our guys that, hey, I run my route at the right depth at the right time. Like, he's going to be able to get through his reads, you know, one to two to three, and be able to put the ball, you know, on time and in the right spot. And that's I think, has really started to generate some confidence here, you know, in our offense. And then huge special teams play by Jet Sutton to be able to knock the ball out right away, and then to go down and really get eight, you know what I mean, off of it, to be able to get, you know, a swinging gate play on film and really just have some different things in our package. Like, it's definitely, you know, an advantage to have Simon as our holder right now. He's done a lot of things, you know. He's a returning starting quarterback from a year ago. So we want to be able to do those things with him there too as well. But really good start. I think that's something we talk about all the time. You got to be able to start fast. I mean, there's a stat in college football. I don't know what it is right now, but if you're leading at halftime, you're winning like 80% of the time. So I think that's something important for us is to always make sure we're starting fast.
All right, go get them next week. Montana should be a fun one.
Yeah, no, it's something that we got to take the next step here and be able to go on the road and go earn a W. And it's going to be obviously it's going to be hard, right? We know it's going to be hard going into this thing, but we got to prepare for that and do a great job of being able to play clean here next Saturday.
All right, Malachi, just came out of the locker room. Coach Schmidt's first win. What was that like?
Man, you know, it was electric. It was real good to get him that first win. He deserves it, man. All he pours into us and all he does for us, we really wanted to go out there and get him his first win. Unfortunately, it didn't happen last week, but this week we were able to all come together, band together, put on a show in front of the home crowd to get him his first one.
What was the message to you guys afterwards?
Wanted no response, man. That was it. Just play the last three, play everything like it was the last 2 minutes in Manhattan. And that's what we did all week, every week. We took everything like it was the last 2 minutes in Manhattan, whether that was in the weight room, whether that was on the field, whether that was stretching, whatever it was, we treated it like we were about to go have to go win a football game. And so I think that was a big part, was just focusing on that wanted no response and winning everything every single day, just winning and focusing on getting to where we are right now.
Yeah, a word I had for your defense was fast. It looked like you guys were flying around today, having some fun.
Yes, sir. I mean, again, that just credit to Coach Schmidt. He gave us a great game plan, and they really hammer at home. They give us a lot of tools and a lot of keys and stuff like that on the offense, and I really have never been around a better coaching staff as far as just getting me prepared to play the game, and so I'm just real thankful for them, and that's where you can see us all really playing fast is just because coaches are really preparing us to do this.
It was pretty quiet when you guys were on the field last week, pretty quiet, but this week another story. You got to take this new defense out for a drive in front of the home crowd. How was the communication out there with the noise tonight?
You know, I'm a bit of a stickler, so I don't think it was good enough. We got to get that up, and, you know, especially we're going to go to a hostile environment out there in Missoula and Montana, and so, yeah, we can't have the same mistakes as we did today, so just keep getting the communication up and everybody being loud, communicators, signaling, and just getting a call to everybody, make sure everybody's on the same page.
How do you guys feel in this system? You feel it's really starting to come together, man, just every week now?
Yes, sir. I love it. I feel like we get better and better each week, and I feel really good in this system. Just going back from the spring till now, you know, there's little nuances and stuff that sometimes I do get frustrated with, but Coach Schmidt and my coach, Coach Watkins, do a great job of just helping me out, explaining to me, and really helping me grow, and help me grow as a player, man. They helped me see a lot of different things, and I really couldn't do it without them.
You mentioned communication. What's some other areas you guys need to clean up a little bit?
Just being loud, just being louder, getting everybody to call, make sure everybody's on the same page. We can't have 11 or 10 people playing one call and one person playing the other. Like, just getting all that stuff right. But that'll come, you know, it's week two, and obviously there's no excuse for it, but we're going to have to get that right if we want to go where we want to go.
How about the radio signals? Was that hard to hear today? Or?
Yeah, it was a little bit hard to hear. But actually, we didn't signal today, so it was okay. It was just off the mic, so it was a little bit loud, and it was tough. But we all got the call, you know, just echoing the call. So once the first guy gets in the green dot, just everybody else has got to start screaming and echoing and signaling. So.
All right, man. Good job tonight, and best of luck the rest of the way forward.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Well, Isaac, 2 weeks, win and a loss. What do you know about your offense right now?
Well, we're just trying to get consistent. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. As you look at us, we're too much up and down. Put good strings together at times, make a lot of plays at times, and then stall. And got to just be more efficient. I keep talking to the offense about a new UND standard of making sure that we're efficient on every single play, we execute on every single play. Doesn't mean that it has to be, you know, a first down or a touchdown or, you know, some big explosive. But just being efficient, you know, doing a good job of, you know, being positive on first and second down so you stay out of third and longs and help yourself in that way. So making the right play is really the emphasis right now. So just got to continue to fight to be more consistent.
Your quarterback looks the part, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, they're all doing a good job. Jerry's done a good job and been playing well and taking care of the football, which is, you know, in large part to, you know, everybody else around him. O-line doing a good job blocking, tight ends doing a good job blocking and running routes, catching, stuff like that. Being able to establish the running game obviously helps as well. And then, you know, making plays on the edge. So he's done a good job, but Javan's got a lot of good time today too and good learning for him as well. And, you know, it's been really good for us.
I think we got to see what kind of quarterback Javance is. You know, he's not afraid to take it down, but, yeah, he's got the arm as well.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, his arm talent is, you know, elite. So that's not a worry. That's not a concern is his arm talent. If his lower half is in good shape, though, that's what we keep striving to get better, just being disciplined with his base and his footwork. Because if he gets that all tied together, he's in really good shape. So did a good job tonight. You know, wish we went to end of the game with a fumble return for a touchdown. But, you know, he's done a good job throughout camp and throughout the first two games of the season. So got to keep it up.
Yeah, it looked like you liked the tight end today. The tight end was open today.
Yeah, I mean, they do a good job. You know, Gordy Haug does a good job, and Brandon Bostic does a good job with those guys. And, you know, it's all set up when you can run the football. And they do a good job of running it. And, you know, obviously it shows up in the pass game. So, you know, it's been exciting. We got good depth there, and we're getting healthier. So that's good.
Would you have liked to see more production from your running backs today?
You know, there's so many of them back there that we're using, and you can see the depth that we have. So, you know, Colton Brunell did some good things at the end there, and largely just basically play special teams right now. So we got a stable of good ones there, and they've done a really good job of pushing their aiming points and being on track, and been a little bit of a security blanket for the quarterbacks as well in the pass game. So, you know, production, I mean, I don't know what we rushed for. I'd have to look, but it was a lot. So, you know.
Yeah, and the quarterback runs were there, and maybe that's kind of overshadowed it for me because they had a lot of green in front of them today, the QBs.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, yeah. I think they made good decisions, but, you know, that's the magic of the game now is being able to have quarterbacks that can run. And, you know, you look at – I told the Qs, you know, when we started and finished fall camp, I told them, hey, look at the final four teams in the FCS playoffs last year. Three of the four teams had running quarterbacks and played multiple quarterbacks in the season. So, you know, we're getting better in that area, and we're getting better in our scheme as we work through it right now. But that obviously takes away from the backs and their production at times, but makes us harder to defend. So, you know, it's all good. They're doing a good job.
Yeah. The offensive line, you missed a lost guy last week, but you feel pretty good up front right now?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. Caleb Olson's a captain and a kid that, you know, we're excited about, and he's done a really great job, and he continues to do a great job. But, you know, him being out, that's a big miss for us. But we're getting some young guys some reps. You know, Isaac Caravu and Aiden Teeter are doing a good job of pushing and getting better, and they're only going to get better with more reps. So we're hoping to keep that up.
And you like what you saw in the second half? Some guys that aren't probably going to see a lot of field time this year.
Yeah, I mean, except for the last drive, quite frankly. I mean, it was good. Our guys executed, but you wish we would execute at a higher level in critical moments, because it's like I was telling them in the huddle right before a couple of the drives. I mean, you know, put good stuff on film. Doesn't mean that you're going to catch the ball or run the ball or even throw it here in certain situations, but put good stuff on film. Be open. Do the right thing in your assignment, block the right guy, have good technique, have good fundamentals. So we're trying to grow that depth, like Coach Schmidt talked about last week. We're trying to get depth to be better in our program, and that's a big part of it right there.
Well, Jerry, you just came out of the locker room. I was just talking to a couple of the teammates around here. What was that like with Coach Schmidt after game one?
It was awesome to get Coach Schmidt his first win. I mean, he's put so much time and effort into us in this program, even just being here for such a short time. I mean, there's nobody that deserves it more. And I think you can really see the guys rallying behind him and buying into what he's saying and trusting what he's saying and believing in not only him, but the rest of the coaches that they brought in, the transfers that we got, the freshmen that are here. I mean, this team really feels like a family. It's awesome.
Talk about coming into today's game compared to last week. A little different for you?
Yeah, definitely. But the Alaris was rocking today, too. It was a great environment. It was a ton of fun. I mean, you prepare the same way every week. I mean, it's hard to win in Division I college football. Any win, you have to put in so much time and effort. I mean, people don't really know how much time goes into it. I mean, credit to Coach Frichte. He's the first one in the building every day, last one out. I mean, he got a great game plan for us. So, I mean, that makes it easy on me.
Was the game plan for you to run a little bit today?
Yeah, I mean, definitely a little bit. And then kind of when things break down, I was glad I was able to show what I can do with my legs a little bit. But, I mean, yeah. Quarterback run is always going to be in the game plan for us.
One thing I noticed, though, your eyes are still downfield. You're going to wait and pull that trigger at the last minute. You want to get that ball down, don't you?
Yes, sir. I mean, I'd rather get the ball to the guys than have me running in with it. I mean, we say sometimes we'd rather have those guys running the ball than me. So I really believe that too. I mean, if you can get a guy like Christian Hoskins or Corey Ty the ball in open field and try to let them make a move instead of me, I mean, I got a lot of confidence in those guys.
Look like the QB run and the tight ends. Wow, the tight ends were in the offense today. Did you guys see some things on film where you could attack that part of the field?
Yeah, I mean, the tight ends are always going to be a big part of our game plan. I mean, those dudes are dogs. Nathan Rimachka, freshman, true freshman, I mean, had a hell of a game today. Super proud of him and super proud of that room. I mean, we've had two of our top guys, Hayden Stay and Aiden Beheimer, go down this year, and I mean, we haven't blinked. New guys are stepping up. So, I mean, when that room gets fully healthy, we have a lot of guys that are going to be playing a lot of football for us.
Next week now, going to be a tough one. How do you regroup after this and head out to another hostile environment?
Yeah, I mean, it's on to the next week. I mean, we're ready for it. We're excited. We got some good momentum going in. I mean, there's a lot of trust and belief around the program right now. It's a good time to be around it.
What are some areas that you maybe need to clean up a little bit in your game heading out there?
Yeah, I think just taking care of the football a little bit. There were a couple balls today I think I put in harm's way a little bit where I wish I could have that back. And then, I mean, I think we're doing a great job establishing the run up front and letting the big boys get downhill. So I think that's always something we can keep getting better at, is just really trusting the run and letting our backs do what they do best, and that's get downhill.
Yeah, are you doing much changing at the line right now?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we'll go from passes to runs, runs to passes. We'll check things a lot. Coach Fritzy's done a great job giving us some freedom there, so we've been doing that a lot.
Hey, it was a fun one tonight, and look forward to the next one. Thanks again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.